It's, I think it might be past midnight. I'm trying to work it out, but every time I do, my phone refuses to tell me. There we go. It's 12:30. I need to be up in 4.5 hours. Fun, isn't it? Up in 4.5 hours, so that Vance and I can go and begin our... Well, sort of long, but then not that long. Trip home. It's funny, you know, Hamburg feels like somewhere that is a long way from home. And yet actually, 10 travelling hours worth of sitting on trains doesn't seem too bad, really, for getting from there to London. Francis is lying next to me. I'm sitting on the floor in my room at Dieter's house. It's not that I don't have a bed. I've got a very comfortable bed. I slept for a good 2.5-3 hours in it this afternoon. But I just wanted to be next to Vance for a bit. I think he's sensing that things are changing. He seems a little bit agitated this evening. Don't you, big boy? Handy. He's been such a good boy. I'm very proud of him. Particularly with having the thing on his paw, which is it's wrapped up so tightly. I'd be surprised if it ever comes off again. It's survived one day quite well anyway. I'm going to book a vet appointment for Wednesday evening. Have it taken off. Check that all's okay in there. Okay, Andy. Bit of a stressful day for him. But he's done well, and it's been lovely to see how Lucy and he have got on. So much better than the last time. And for my part, well, we had a a nice meal this evening back at Heinke and Manfred's. Lots of people in attendance. It seemed that half of Elahoop, the village they live in, had turned out to see us all, which was lovely. It was a good opportunity for everyone to come together. So it was nice in that respect, and they've got some gorgeous white German asparagus. God. German asparagus is amazing anyway. This was just really, really gorgeous with some very nice hollandaise sauce, potatoes, a bit of meat. It was really wonderful. But I haven't felt on top form. I have to say, this weekend I've been struggling a bit with sort of social occasions, not feeling on top form with them. There we go. So now come back here, had a little bit of wine, which is very nice. Merlot, actually. Anybody who knows me, knows my wine drinking habits, knows that I'm not usually the biggest fan of Merlot. But this was an Italian Merlot. It was actually quite nice. So I just want to get a few things ready for the morning. Make sure I'm stocked up on euros and not that I've spent much anyway. I think so far buying a cup of tea on the train was about it on the way here. Radio comes on automatically when you switch on the bathroom light. So I presume it was to switch that off. Lucien with them. But yeah, it's been a good trip. I've enjoyed it. Both Hanky and Manfred and Deej and Messi have been lovely. I felt so welcome. I think Dad enjoyed it too. Dad, Alan, Julie, Alan's wife, and Helen, travelling back tomorrow too, but by car. They're leaving about 6 o'clock. I'm leaving here about 6 o'clock, and may the best man, or, well, man and dog, or men and women win. We'll see how we go. Although Vance and I have got just under 4 hours in Cologne. I at least want to get in. Sorry. I at least want to get inside the cathedral. We'll see how we go. Right, well, that's it for me for now. I shall just get a few things ready. And then I'm going to go to sleep. And I am very much looking forward to being asleep. Now I can't find where my phone is. Hang on. If you'll find down the wire. Down the line. What was that? What, Nigel? Speak soon.